You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. We're now joined by Mike Tenor at T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois, to take a look at the weather forecast. And let's start with the cold weather. It turned cool here today, and there has been some frost in some parts of the northern hemisphere. I think the Canadians actually had some frost overnight. Where and then how likely is it to get into the Corn Belt?
Well, you're right, Todd. There was a lot of frost and even sub-freezing temperatures across Canada this morning, especially in Alberta, where temperatures dropped into the low and mid-20s. Some of that frost extended all the way through Montana and into North Dakota this morning. Though we ran our proprietary application and figured out that no corn or soybeans were affected by frost in the United States this morning. There were small proportions of wheat, though, that were affected by frost, with around 11% of U.S. hard red winter wheat having experienced one, and around 16% of U.S. spring wheat. And that was mostly due to cold temperatures in Montana and into western North Dakota. Now, the reason we're talking about this so extensively is because that cold air is moving to the south. The main reason temperatures aren't around 5 to 10 degrees colder is simply because we have a huge cloud deck across the United States and into the Canada prairies. That cloud deck will continue to linger over the next 1 to 2 days, but once the clouds exit, that's where temperatures will really drop. That's why we had temperatures in the low and mid-20s in Alberta, which is just to the north of Montana. So what we think over the next 2 days is that we'll see the coverage of coolness expand. And we'll see temperatures in the 30s across a big chunk of the central and northern plains and the northwest third to half of the Corn Belt. That will probably include around 30% of U.S. corn and soybean production. The magic number is 36 degrees. Once we reach 36 degrees, we've technically had a frost, though a non-killing frost, and you need to drop below 32 degrees to have a killing frost. We don't think too many people will see temperatures reach the 32-degree mark, which is the level of freezing. But we think a large portion of the U.S. corn and soybean area that we talked about will see temperatures between around 34 and 38 degrees, either due to coldness tomorrow morning or on Saturday morning. It's very difficult to assess exactly what that means for corn and soybeans, but we do know that 85% of U.S. corn had not matured as of Sunday, and 88% of soybeans were not dropping leaves, and a majority of the reason for those large proportions being immature or having not dropped leaves is due to the lack of maturity in the northern areas where the frost occurs. So there could be some damage from this event. It's very hard to tell exactly how it will unfold, and a lot of it really depends on just how cold temperatures get.
Farmers that do have crops that are close to mature are thinking about getting in probably late this week or next week to do some harvesting. They'll be concerned about rainfall and continuation of rainfall. What do you see across the Midwest?
Well, as far as rain goes, the big rain event that we just had has exited, and we don't see a major rain event for the next 7 to 10 days. The next chance for rain in the Corn Belt is mainly in the western areas today and tomorrow, but that'll be a fairly light event. Then we start to see substantial warming over the first half of next week. That'll help to trigger a few showers and thunderstorms across the Corn Belt on Monday, but we don't look for widespread coverage of heavy rain. After that, it stays dry for around 4 to 5 days, which is probably when harvesting will really start to pick up later next week. And then once that warm-up continues to expand into next weekend, when we'll see temperatures back in the 70s and 80s, a cool front approaches, and that's when our next chance for rain occurs across a big area. That's still next weekend or maybe a bit after that. So we're talking about maybe 10 days into the future before the next major event.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us, Mike. Mike Tenor, of course, is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. That wraps up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report for the 11th day of September. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.